Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording. And today we'll talk about the stereotype about Islam and Sharia. In particular, they say Sharia is too old to be applied. Sharia is too old to be applied. Sharia was revealed how many years ago? How many years ago Sharia was revealed? Sharia was established how many years ago?
Anybody. Can anybody just take a guess at it? I mean...
2000.
Oh, Sharia is the Islamic law.
1400.
That could be 1400 years ago. Why did you say that? How did you get the answer?
I think that's about how long Islam's been.
Exactly. This is about how long Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been. This is how long back. Now they say Sharia is too old, man. Sharia is too old. Sharia, we can't. You know, this is how they get you. They say, societies today, are they different than societies in the past? And the answer is, yes, they are different. Then they say, how could we apply a law that came, that was established 1400 years ago to today's life, if it's so different? Yeah, now let me hear the answers. Try on this. How can we apply Sharia, which was revealed 1400 years ago, in today's life? Huh? Just take notes. Take notes. Don't just copy these things from the board. Take notes.
Wait,
so that you can
practice.
You can,
Mahreen, don't know you, don't know you.
Sabina's sister, I can't remember your name.
Shanaz.
Sara, don't know you. Rania. Saleha.
What?
Hey, Saleha. Sabrina.
Good.
Esmash. And Meha.
Good.
What's your name? Your name, now I know your name. Your name. What's your name?
Danya.
Huh?
One more time.
Hasina.
Ritwa?
Ritwa.
Okay. So, how do you answer this? Islam was revealed, Sharia was revealed 1400 years ago. You can't use it in today's world. It's totally different. Take a cut. Try.
Take a guess.
Try. What do you say? Yeah.
Well, the other religions were older.
Yeah, they say we don't follow other religions' laws. Like, who follows Christianity laws? Nobody. No. In the United States, which is the Christian, sort of a Christian country, majority Christians, don't apply the separation between church and state. They don't apply the Sharia or the Christian law. Huh? Go ahead.
That's 200 versus 1400.
The
Bible's old. People still use that.
Yeah, no, not as a law. There's no place actually.
Europe. They've edited it so many times because they're trying to translate it, and so they edit it to their needs, being like, oh yeah, this actually means this.
Do you know about the translation game?
No.
Okay, if we said make a circle,
oh,
and I say a word, I say a word in language A. You hear it in language A, you translate it to the person on your right, okay, in language B. And then C, D, like this.
And so based on that, they translate it. So if I was to say it in Arabic, you would say it in Latin, and that only knows Latin, not Arabic.
Let's say
so
Arabic.
That person would translate it based on the Latin. And then you... Let's just say she's translating it into Greek, Dutch, that works. So she's translating it into Dutch. You don't know Latin or Arabic, therefore you're translating it based on the Dutch, and you're translating it into Greek, let's just say. And so it keeps on going, and by the end, it's like the telephone game. You've heard it differently, and you only know what the person in front of you said. So it's not going to be a literal translation, right?
You can start, for example, here saying love. You end up here camel. Okay? So the translation game, every translation is an interpretation. You have to make an interpretation in order to make a correct translation. Got it? So the Bible went through, who knows what's the original language of the Bible?
Arabic?
No.
Yeah, it was originally Islam, but Islam wasn't originally Arabic.
No, I said
Aramaic. Yeah. Okay. People, but biblical scholars are divided. Some of them say Aramaic and the others say Greek. Okay? Because they say Greek is the language that Jesus spoke. Huh?
Wait, what is Aram?
It's the mother of the Arabic language.
Mother language, kind of like how we
Latin, just like Latin to English. Okay? So here we go. Back into the same question. Why, how come you think that Islam 1400 years ago is still applied today?
Tell me if I'm running small, because I can never realize it's this small.
What's your name?
Okay.
Nobody applies the Bible today, by the way, you know. It's all rules of democracy and stuff that... So how could you justify the Sharia to be applied today? Okay, let me give you a hint. Stealing. Stealing 1400 years ago and stealing today. How different they are. Are they any different? So when we say cutting the hand of the ones who steal, are we any different? I mean that today, stealing is the same, right? Okay, so basically there is a constant part of this life. Is the life today totally different, disconnected from the life 1400 years ago? No, there is something in common. So what's in common between life today and life 1400 years ago? Something that does not change with time and place.
Crimes.
Huh?
Crimes.
They are the same. Crimes are the same. You know? People, criminals are like people who disobey the law. Huh? What's different? Nothing. So what is the, actually, what is in common? If I say moral values, do you agree with me that moral values are the same regardless of time and place?
No.
Is it good to lie? No. Is it good to steal? No. It is good to date and treat your friend like your husband? No. Okay? You see what I'm saying here? You see that these things do not change with time and place. And this is where Sharia has the constant law. You got it? So basically, the manners or the ethics are the same, and this is why Sharia applied 1400 years ago, and will apply today, and will still be good for the few thousand, I mean, until the day of judgment. It's good because it is, deals with the constant part of life, human life. So what the changes? What are the changes in human lives? Let's say, for example, doing business. Instead of cash, credit card. Does Sharia tells you one versus another? Or let's say cash versus debit cards, so that nobody says riba. Sharia doesn't matter. How about making business selling burgers or selling clothes? How about selling in a store versus selling in the just a parking lot? All these things, what I'm trying to say here, are that there are variable things in Sharia. There are variable things. How about sitting on chairs versus sitting on the ground? How about living in tent or living in the house? So there always have to be a man who has a wife, okay? Okay, in the society, there has to be a man who has a wife, okay? And this man and wife, they have children. And this man and wife and children make a family. And this family has neighbors. Right? Any changes? Same, right? 1400 years ago, today, same thing. Man has a wife, have a children, they make a family. And the family has neighbors, right? And this family goes to trade in the market, right? Okay, any difference in the human life? No, it's the same. And then when they go to trade in the market, there has laws to govern the market. And then they get together and they make a president or a ruler. Or ruler, let's say ruler, right? And then here we go, the politics games, playing politics games to people worship power. So they play all kinds of games to keep power in their hands. You got it? So all these things are today, like yesterday, like the day before. No changes. Okay? Reading a book versus reading the internet. Okay, this Sharia does not say read book or read internet. Sharia says whatever is good for you. Okay, there is, so this is the constant part of the human life. Now, how then Sharia governs the market? Of course, neighbors, you know, the laws of ethics in Sharia, you know, tells you how to deal with your neighbor, right? And also conscience. Conscience is telling you how to deal with your neighbors. If you have conflicts, you go to, huh? You beat up one another or you go to a judge? You go to a judge. Okay. There are two kinds of laws. There is a man-made law and what's the other alternative? Sharia law or God-made laws. So how many laws do we have? Two laws. Either man-made or God-made, which is Sharia. Okay. Now, can we have a country without laws?
No.
There has to be laws, right? And the question is, who writes these laws? Do they get revealed to the prophet? Or the ones, the people write it for themselves? Okay, so basically, if you reject the God-made laws, then what are you accepting? Yes, you're accepting the man-made law. And which one does better job in making laws? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no country without a constitution and without a law. Okay? So now, how does Sharia then govern trading? For example, it says, how does Sharia controls or governs or regulates, what are the rules of Sharia regarding market? The rule of Sharia is always do the ethical thing. The rules of Sharia is always governed by moral values. So, moral values. So, if I tell you, what is the Islamic economy? It is the economy governed by
Allah.
Moral values. Yeah, moral values, pretty much. So, what are the two most common unfairness in the market? What?
Interest.
Yeah, okay. Riba and?
Monopoly.
And what? Monopoly. Of course,
we have cheating.
Where
did I hear that? There.
Yeah, we have cheating, okay? We have cheating, we have riba, we have monopoly.
Really quickly, it is haram to charge riba? Is that the right verb?
Both.
To charge riba because...
To charge or buy riba or use
to
riba.
To charge or accept because what you're pretty much doing is, I really need $1,000 and, okay, but you're going to have to give me $2,000 back. Well, I wouldn't ask you for the $1,000 if I didn't need the $1,000, why would I give you extra in which I need? So it's a very unfair process.
I'm going to explain it in just a minute. Okay, so cheating has a punishment in Sharia laws, right? Okay. How about monopoly? In Sharia laws, it's not allowed. You can't have a monopoly, right? In today's rules, we're not talking about Sharia now. Today's rules, cheating is what? Still bad, huh?
Yeah.
Didn't change, huh? How about monopoly? Still bad.
Do you guys want to know what a monopoly is, right?
Yeah.
They know what monopoly is. How about riba? You know riba? Let me explain what riba is using an equation. Let me tell you the equation of riba. Riba is, let's say you borrowed $100 last 1 year, you give me back 110. You give me back 100 plus 10. So this 10 is called riba. This 10 called what? Riba.
Interest, pretty much.
Yeah. Riba in Arabic means increase. Riba in Arabic means increase. So which is interest? Basically, $100 plus 1 year equals 110. So I give me, I'm buying money with money. I am buying $100 today with $110 after a year. Any questions? Now, why is this haram? People of economy tell you this is haram because it causes inflation. Why? Because the value of $100
drops
into the value is 110, or the whatever you can buy with $100, you have to pay what?
110
today. So what's the alternative of Islamic equation? The Islamic equation says $100 $100 plus work equals 110.
So work is $10?
Work, yes. So it is 100 plus, let's say, 10.
So here's the thing about this. You're either losing $110 or you're gaining $110. There's no in between.
So the difference here is that this is plus time and this is plus what?
Work.
Why is this different? Why is this halal? Why is this haram?
Wait, really quickly? Yes.
Wait, so work as in like...
Do business like work.
Work.
Yeah.
A person
yes, like let's say trading. Let's say trading. You started with $100 trading, and then you end up with 110.
Let's so say. Working a job.
Working, job, whatever. Work. Any kind of work. Could be job, could be trading, or trading.
Job is trading.
Just make it more clear, or trading or something like that. Now, why is the first equation haram and the second equation is halal?
Huh? Because you're working for the money.
So this is called time value of money. So whatever costs $100 today, it will cost what?
110
in the future. Why? Because it is 100 plus 1 year. So after 1 year, you get 110. So that causes inflation. This is called inflation, It's really bad. But here I say this 10 is what? Is profit. Aha. So this 10 is a profit. So whatever is $100 worth $100, it's worth what?
100.
Still 100.
Call me.
But you get the trading profit.
Call me.
What?
Call on me.
Lena.
What is inflation?
Whatever costs $100 today, it will cost $110 in the future. That's an example of inflation.
There you go.
And what is, it's like the purchasing power of the dollar. If we compare to, like, let's say, oil prices, when I came to the United States, like, 24 years ago, the gas was 60 cent gallon per gallon.
Wow.
Now it is about eight times as much.
Keep in mind
Why?
That this was also closer to the Great Depression 25 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, because the economy was still rising. Now it costs
but still,
for a gallon. Yeah, but still.
But it's still, the interest...
Wait, Costco's different. Costco practically only exists in California.
There is Sam's Club and other than Calfoy. Can you write here?
Sam's Club is time. Different though. Sam's
Can
Club
you write
isn't.
Here? Time value of money? Of money?
Yeah.
You got that right? So, go ahead.
So, banks, do the banks do the interest?
Yes.
So that's why it causes inflation?
Yes. So, listen to this. Listen to this. Riba is buying money with money. Buying money with money.
Buying money with money.
Okay. You buy $100 today for $110 after a year.
Oh, I can tell you. Okay, once upon a time, there was a guy who delivered a $100 bill from his father. So he had $100 bill. And so he was walking around, and he's like, hey, I got a $100 bill. And so a guy came up to him, and he was like, I'll trade it for $5.10. And he's like, sure, five is more than one. Let me take that. Okay, so now he has $5 $10 bills, and he's like, hey, I have $5 $10 bills. Look at me, I'm rich. And so he's going and he's walking around, and now he has, and a guy comes up to him, and he's like, I'll give you $2 $5 bills.
Isn't it like $10 $1 bill or something?
You guys see the point?
$10 bills, and then he's like, yeah, now I have $10 $1 bills. Now he's walking around, and the guy's like, I'll give you 100 pennies for those 10. 100! I mean, there's 100 of them.
Who looks?
The guy's like, sure. And so he comes back home, and he's like, Dad, I'm so smart. Out of $100 that you gave me, everybody was so stupid, and they gave me 100 pennies. Guess what he just did? He just lost all his money, and the people who were coming from him to him was buying money. Does that make sense?
Okay, if you ask, easier than that. If you ask your father, you say the home loan, you buy a loan from the bank. Do you understand that you buy a loan? Yes. You buy, purchase money with money. Like purchase $100 today for $110 after 1 year. Right? This is called riba. Why? Because it has an increase. How about $100 plus 1 year equal $100? This is called what? Charity.
Wait, if I am right on this, which I'm guessing I am, when you are charging somebody a late fee, it's not the same. So if, I'm not saying you guys should do this, but if a friend of yours always forgets her money and you gave them, let's just say, a dollar bill, you could just be like, okay, here's a dollar bill.
Okay, so listen to me here. What is $100 plus 1 year equals $100 is what? Charity. Like a charity loan. Like I give $100 to you today, you do whatever you want, and you give it back to me as $100 in the future. So that's a good deal. That's a charity. Okay? If you want to do business, then you need to do a job. So if you want $100 today, what you do is that you get somebody to start a business with you. Like you need the $100 for business, right? So you get this guy as a partner in your business, okay? And then you might get $10, you might lose the money, you might make more money. We are partners in it. Got that part right? Okay. Does this equation apply today? Yeah. Does it apply in the past? Yeah. It is the same. That's why riba is always? Is always haram. Riba is always haram. Got that part? Okay. Now, let's talk about man-made laws and show you how terrible they are. Okay. In capitalism, the highest value in society is what? Money, right? Right? So capitalism is about money. Right? Okay. Did I tell you before about Lake Tahoe? Lake Tahoe, there is California Lake Tahoe, and there is a Nevada Lake Tahoe, okay? The laws in California say gambling and prostitution are illegal. So gambling and prostitution is illegal where?
In
California. So in Nevada, says no, because gambling and prostitution is halal. So here they are haram, here they are halal. So Lake Tahoe is a city that's divided into two parts, California parts and Nevada part. If you, the street that goes between is called State Line. If you basically are here, if you are here, then prostitution and gambling is halal. How about if you're here?
Haram.
Haram.
What if you're in the middle?
Well, it depends. So if you're going northbound, it is haram. It is halal. If you go southbound, it's haram. See how ridiculous it is? Yes.
Is more of Lake Tahoe on the California side or the Nevada side?
Not sure. But about this. So, in Islam, would you see something like this in Islam?
No.
Who controls the moral values here? Money, economy. California economy doesn't need gambling and prostitution. Doesn't need that. California economy has agriculture, has a lot of things. Nevada economy is built on the entertainment industry. And it's built on the entertainment. So this is why they allow prostitution and gambling. Got it? So two hotels across the street from each other. This one is a casino, this one is not. Because this one is legal, this one is illegal. Now, in Islam, moral values control the economy. Moral values control the economy. So, would you ever see something like this? No. Here, which one controls? Economy or moral values?
Moral values.
And here, in this example?
Oh,
economy. Economy. In Islam, both will be haram. So, in Islam, what controls?
Moral values.
How about there's another thing also that I notice in capitalism that doesn't make, that is not fair, is that the prices of the crops. Let's say the wheat, for example. If the wheat, if we planted too much wheat, what do we do with the rest?
Give it to everyone else.
No.
Throw
it in the ocean.
I wish.
Why?
To keep the price high. Okay, this is what they say. They say, if we put in the market, if we market all this much wheat, then the price of wheat is going to be what?
Go down.
Okay? So this is why we throw away an amount to keep the price up. What else you can notice that? I actually noticed that also in, let's say, for example, Safeway. They sell chicken, right? At the end of the day, they throw away the chicken that's not sold. Let's say Costco, whatever. They throw away the what? The chicken that's not used. And they make new chicken. My question to you is, what happened to the chicken from yesterday? It's thrown away. Why? Why wasn't it thrown away? Why wasn't it distributed to the charity? Or like sold 50%? Why not selling it 50% down?
Because they want money.
Because they don't want the price to
go down.
So they say, it's either you buy it at full price or we throw it where?
In the ocean.
Or we throw it in the trash. About talking about the chicken.
Oh.
Okay? So you say, can you sell it 50% reduced instead of throwing it? They say, no. We don't want the price to go down. We want people to pay always this price. Full price. You got that? In Islam, you sell it half price, you sell it 10% price, or you give it away for a charity, but you don't waste it. Why is that? Because the food on earth is enough for people on earth, everyone on earth. So when you throw away food, I give you another example of throwing away food. In Las Vegas, you know the buffets in Las Vegas? They throw away 200 tons of food every day. Throw it away in the trash. Every day, 200 tons of food. Can you sell it at half price? No. Why not? Because we want people to pay full price for it. Okay?
And like my dad was saying, there's enough food in the world to feed everybody. When you're throwing away food, you're also throwing away children who's going to die out of starvation.
People are starving, and we're throwing wheats in the ocean, and we're throwing away chicken and meat in the trash. That's not ethical. From an economy point of view, if money is God, if money controls, then that will make sense. But if moral values control, then that will not make sense. You got that part?
Can I throw away that? I mean, erase that one and I have it over here.
Yes, you can erase it. Okay. Now, there's another thing we need to understand about Sharia laws. Sharia laws are so broad that it covers all humanity. But there's a difference between halal and haram in Sharia laws. There is a difference between halal and haram versus wise and unwise. You got that part? So, for example, I'll tell you an example. Is it haram for me to go back to school now?
No.
It's not haram, but is it wise?
No.
So it is halal, but it's not wise. Is it halal today, for example, to marry? Is it halal to marry two women?
Yes.
But is it wise?
No.
It's not wise. Only if, like, it's extreme circumstances, like Prophet Ibrahim, his Sarah, first wife, did not give children, so he had to marry Hajar to get some children. Right? So only in situations like this might make a little bit of sense. Another situation, we will talk about this when we come to Sharia laws and women. Okay? But what I'm trying to say here, there is, Islam is so broad. Islam is so broad that it covers a large, wide area. It has a lot of flexibility. A lot of flexibility. So there is halal and there is haram. Between halal and haram, you have, in the middle you have wise and unwise. Unwise. So, what is wise and unwise? It is customizing Sharia to your needs. Sharia is so flexible. See, it covers a wide range of things. But here are very important to know. A lot of people confuse that, and it's very when you don't understand Islam, you're not proud to be a Muslim. But when you understand Islam, you are proud to be a Muslim. Okay? So, Sharia covers a lot of situations. Very broad. Covers everybody on earth at all times. So, there is something inside Sharia that's called wise and unwise. Keep this in mind. Is it wise for you to
be coloring in class?
No. Now, this one is haram.
Wait,
is it wise for you to quit school and sit home?
No.
Is it halal?
Yeah.
Yes. But is this wise?
No.
You understand this very well? So wise and unwise is to select whatever fits you. Now this is called freedom. This is called freedom of halal. So, what is the freedom of halal? Is to choose any choice between haram and halal that fits you. So you're free. You have a freedom to pick it here, put it here, put it there. Got it? Yes. Got it? Got this part right? Okay. So, what is freedom of halal? Is to choose between... Yeah, choose an area between halal and haram that fits you.
Yeah.
You got that part? Again, what is freedom of halal? To pick an area between halal and haram that what?
Fits you.
Fits you. Now, do we have freedom of haram?
No.
Because we can only choose where? Between halal boundaries. Can I go outside? I am sorry. No.
What? You can't do haram stuff.
If you go outside of the range between the range of halal, if you go outside, then it's no. I'll give you an example. Is it halal to marry two?
Yeah.
Yes. How about, is it halal to marry one and have another one as a girlfriend?
No.
So, can I choose marrying one and have one as a girlfriend?
No.
You can't choose that because it would be outside of Islam. It would be haram. However, you have the freedom inside here to design whatever best fits you. So, for example, the American law says you can marry only one wife. Okay? So, you don't have freedom in there. But what did United States picked for itself, something in between. Which saying, okay, the law says no more than one wife. So, it means that it picked up a range. Is it haram to have no more than one wife? Can I say it's haram not to have, only one wife? Can I say it's haram?
No.
Can I say it's halal?
Yes.
Yes. But how about in United States? It becomes illegal because United States picked up for itself a range, okay? A range to customize its own laws to best fit the American society. You got it? So Sharia is so wide. It's so wide that it can cover all people on earth. All people on earth. So in Sharia, it's very important. We have freedom of halal, but we don't have freedom of haram. So if somebody says, no, Sharia doesn't have freedom. No, you have freedom of halal, which is to choose whatever fits you between the boundaries of halal or haram. You got that? Okay. By the way, there's a mistake that we always fall into when we are asked about haram and halal. So basically, if I ask you here, divorce is halal, but might be unwise. You got that? Divorce is halal, but might be unwise.
There's
so,
tricks into it. There's requirements. There's
There is the set of unwise yourself in here to choose from. Now, some people say, when you're asked, why eating pork is haram? What would be your answer? Yes, she gave the right answer. Allah said so. So a lot of us make a mistake. What is that mistake? If Allah did not mention the wisdom in Quran or in the hadith, you do not say it as a fact. You do not say it as what? As a fact. So I can say, is it okay that I can say because pork eats trash? If you say that, then the other side will say, okay, I'm going to have a pig and feed this pig milk and cereal every day. Is it still halal?
No.
Oh, it's filthy. Now I'm going to have it in my bedroom and give him shower every day. Is it halal?
No.
Okay. Food scientists will say, okay, pork is good food. Is it halal?
No.
Why Allah made it haram? Without telling us the specific detail. Allah said it's haram because it's not good for you. Did he say why?
No.
Then you don't say why. You say, however, I think it's haram because it eats trash, because it eats humans sometimes. Yeah, there was this guy that used to kidnap ladies and rape them. And then he kills them and throws them away to the pigs. They eat their flesh. I heard about that like 10 years ago.
Right?
Yeah. This is disgusting. Pigs really have bad things. Also, pigs don't have jealousy. They don't defend their own females. Okay. They just like any pig, any male pig with any female pig, it doesn't matter. Okay, there are so much. Now, is this why Allah made it haram? No, this is what I think the reason for Allah making it haram. But Why is it haram? Because I believe in Quran, and Allah said in the Quran, don't eat pig. Yeah, did he mention reason? No, he did not. However, I think, from my limited knowledge, I think maybe because it does this, maybe because it does that. Do you understand this? You understand this very well? Okay, the last issue we want to talk about today is a puzzle. Let me see who can solve this puzzle. A guy A borrowed from guy B $5 million. Okay? So he said $5 million, I give them back to you as $6 million in 5 years. You got that? This is riba, right? The riba is the 1 million extra, right? So now, after 1 year, after 5 years, he gave him back $5 million. He gave him back $5 million. He said, what? Where's the million that we agreed you'll pay? He says, this is haram, and I don't deal with haram. This is haram, I don't deal with haram. So here is your $5 million back, okay? And I'm not giving you any riba. So they went to the Muslim judge. What would you think the Muslim judge will say? Huh?
Well, because he already told him that he was going to give him $6 million, then he should have, like, kept his promise.
Yes, but this promise is a haram promise. And in Sharia laws, haram promises are worthless. Like, you completely, any haram promise is canceled.
He should have told him that I can't, like, break the extra $1 million.
But he didn't do that.
Why not?
He says, whatever, but I don't pay riba. I'm not paying him more than the $5 million.
Don't tell them yet.
No, I'm not telling them. The Muslim judge has two choices, or like Ash has many choices, but if he would say, give him $6 million, then he just ruled according to riba, which is haram. If he tells him, give him only $5 million, then it's not fair. This will be taking advantage of the guy. Then what's fair?
Give him like $5.5 million?
No, the $0.5 million is riba, so it's haram.
It doesn't matter.
Huh? Yeah, maybe. Huh?
No, I was gonna say the exact same thing.
Okay, you guys are getting close.
Don't tell them yet.
Give it to him as charity.
Well, no, it's not a charity. It's a business loan. No, he has the $1 million, but he doesn't want to pay them. He says, that's riba.
Yeah, so he could work instead of giving
them. Now, I tell you, the judge said, you give your friend $5 million back to keep for 5 years and give you after 5 years. You got it?
Wait, what?
Okay. The judge said that, okay, the judge said that, you give your friend $5 million. So pay him back his $5 million and give him another $5 million to keep for 5 years and give you back after 5 years. You got it?
Yeah.
So it's fair now. It's like Lena is the one who borrowed the money from me, and Lena's telling me I'm going to pay you back only $5
million. Can I have $5 million? I'll pay you back $6 million.
And then after 5 years, she wants to pay me back only $5 million. So I go to the judge. I go to the judge. I say, that's not fair. The judge says, okay, here's the correct solution. Says, Lena will pay you back your $5 million and will give you another $5 million to keep for 5 years. After 5 years, you give her back her what?
$5 million.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
So now it's fair and it is halal. Okay. So we are done.
If anybody can think of a better solution, you guys can put that inside of your 500-word essay.
Yeah, there is.
I mean, it would count as your 500 words, guys.
Okay, there is one thing. There is one thing I forgot to mention about riba too. Riba is buying money with money, right?
Yeah.
It's also buying gold with gold. or buying sulfur with silver.
What does it not count with? Wait, never mind.
It's like buying 10 pounds of, like, let's talk about food. Buying 10 pounds of new food with, let's say, 15 pounds of old food. No, it's like I give you 5 pounds of good food, you give me 5 pounds of leftover food. You give me 10 pounds of leftover food. So you see what I'm saying here? So the kind has to be changed. The kind has to be changed. You cannot trade money for money, silver for silver, gold for gold, dates for dates. If you do that, they have to be the exact amount. So can we trade 10 pounds of gold with another 10 pounds of gold?
No.
Yes. Because they are what? Same. But can I trade 10 pounds of good gold with 20 pounds of bad gold?
No.
So what do? I have to change the material. I cannot buy gold with gold, but I can buy gold with?
Silver.
I can buy gold with?
Money.
With cars.
Copper.
Okay. Can I trade 100? Go ahead.
Can you buy like 10 pounds of 24 karat gold with like 20 pounds of 18 karat gold?
Yeah, this one is a change of kind. There are two different kinds. But can I buy fresh gold, fresh dates with leftover dates?
No.
I tell you, you have 10 pounds fresh dates. I say, I give you 20 pounds of old dates and you give me your 10 pounds of fresh dates. Can I do that? No. Why? Because Islam does not allow trade of the same kind with different quantity. Islam wants her to sell her, what's the solution? She will sell her 10 pounds dates in the market, and then she would get the money and buy the dates from me. You got that part? So here we go again, just make sure it's clear. She has 10 pounds of good dates, and I have what? 15 pounds or 30 pounds of bad date or old date. Okay, I have old date, she has a new date. I have 13 pounds, she has 10 pounds. If we trade, that's riba. Why? Because we're buying dates with dates. Got it? So what's the solution? She would sell her 10 pounds
of dates
to the market, and the market get money and then buy from me. Now, why is this difference? Between, again, look at this, working. When she goes to the market and she sells her 10 pounds of good date, that's what?
Working.
So you're required to change, the commodity because you are going to do a work, going to do trading. So let's say I want to trade 20 pounds of bad wheat with 10 pounds of good wheat. If I trade like this, it's haram. Then what's right? She goes to the market and sells her 10 and then buys from me. Why is this halal? Because there is work here. What's the work? For her selling her 10 pounds. You got it? All right. Did you see this part, Helena, which is buying something with the equivalent? Did you understand it, or you were buying it?
Yeah.
So, like, can I buy 10 pounds of, can I buy 20 pounds of old date with 10 pounds of fresh date?
Mm-hmm.